mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I got to admit something to you. I'm one of those people that really hates stopping and asking for directions. Yeah, I'm one of those. I get something new, like a lawnmower, and I'll take it out of the box, put it together, and then the doggone thing won't work, and I'll sit there and mess with it and try and get it to work, and I can't get this thing to start. Well, did you look at the directions? No. I'm that kind of a person. I don't like people telling me what I gotta do, how I gotta do it. I wanna do it my way. I wanna do it the way I think it should go. Not always successful either. I mess up pretty bad sometimes. So, whether it's stopping to get directions, you know, for going somewhere I've never been before, whether it's reading the instructions for something that I really want to operate or run something that's pretty complicated, or how about going to heaven? Have I figured that one out? Not on my own, but by the very help of Christ our Lord. You see, in our readings today from what Moses wrote in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his just decrees, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering into. That's it. That's all you need to know. We can go home. No, we can't. There's more. There's more to the instructions. There's more to the, what did he say? The statutes, the just decrees of God. There's more to it than just the commandments. We know we're not supposed to murder people. We know we're not supposed to steal. We know we shouldn't commit adultery. We shouldn't lie about our neighbor. We shouldn't covet anything that doesn't belong to us. We should be happy with what we have. But most importantly, we should have but one God. We shouldn't use his name in vain. We should remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Yeah. We should honor our father and our mother, that all may be well with thee and live long in the land. The commandments, we know them, right? Or do we? The psalmist today, from the first psalm, he says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You should delight in knowing the law of the Lord. Take, for instance, that fifth commandment, you shall not murder. Well, we know you don't hurt nobody else. But what should you do for the fifth commandment? You should help your neighbor. You should help him in all of his bodily needs. Feed him if he's hungry. Shelter him if he's out in the cold. There's things that we must do for these commandments. And we love the law that God has given us. But what about these just decrees and statutes? Well, you remember this nice little book. Maybe yours is blue. Maybe yours is red and old. But there's still legible reading to be done in this wonderful book called Luther's Small Catechism, because in this book we learn what this book says. No, it that's not a Reader's Digest condensed version or the Bible for dummies. It's the Bible. And it contains the just decrees and the statutes of God. How to pray. It teaches us how to pray. How should you pray? Well, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, when you pray, say this. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven. He teaches us other things. Like forgiveness of sins. Yes, our Lord died upon the cross with his love for us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. So Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And we celebrate as we do today in sharing his body and his blood. What else is in here? What other just decrees and statutes that we should walk in of the Lord? Baptize. We should baptize one another. We believe in one baptism for the forgiveness of our sins. And we should tell others. Remember Matthew 28? Jesus says, go. Go into all nations, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I've commanded you. That there's only salvation in the name Jesus Christ. So, Moses had it right. That's not one of those things that we can cross off because it doesn't apply today. It sure does apply today. We sure do need to walk in the commandments of the Lord, keeping his statutes, keeping his just decrees. Because he says it. He says, if you turn your hearts away and you will not hear them, but are drawn away to worship other gods and to serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. Now, if God offers us up so many wonderful promises, and we believe those promises, we cherish those promises, especially the hope of salvation and life everlasting, we have to do it his way. That's what he says. And that's all that I command you. That's all that I say to you. I'm saying just like Paul, I suffer for you in the same way that Paul suffered when he was in prison for his faith. Paul took up his cross and became a disciple. Just the same way that Jesus says you're to take up your cross. There's many things that we bear in this life, many trials, temptations, and health problems, sores and contusions, cancers, blocked blood vessels. A lot of things that we suffer in this life. But as sure as I'm still standing here and telling you about the Lord Jesus Christ and the love that God has for you, you too need to take up your cross and keep going. You don't stop. You can't be a disciple of Jesus if because you have a cross to bear, you don't think you can make it. You've got to see and follow Jesus. Bring it along with you. That's what Jesus is telling us. To be his disciple, you'll take up your cross. He says it pretty harsh words there, doesn't he? He says, you've got to hate your own father and mother, your own wife and children and brothers and sisters. Yes, even your own life, you have to hate it. Because whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. All this on this earth, all of it, whether it's poverty, whether it's loneliness, or it's cancer, or contusions, or it's your brother, your mother, let nothing stop you from following Jesus, the perfecter of your faith. That's what he says to us. And that's what I tell you today. Paul says these things all the time in his writing, in our holy word from God. Why do you suppose it's in there? Yeah, Paul suffered. Paul had bad legs. He could barely walk. But everywhere he went by foot. And he shared the love of God. And much the same way that Paul in Philemon asked Philemon to pray for him, I ask you to pray for me. Whether it's cancer, contusions, blocked arteries, poverty, loneliness, or whatever befalls us. It's just Satan and sin getting in the way of the love and goodness that God has for each and every one of us. I pray for you. I pray for all of you constantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the love of God.